Kiva, agus Falchuk, Jean Clare, and Ish, and Ocht, me, Tom Cormack, as always, with you on a Wednesday night here on the GA programme. And with you until 9 o'clock. Another busy programme lined up. Coming up on tonight's programme, I'll be joined shortly by Tyrone, three times All Ireland winning goalkeeper Pascal McConnell. Pascal will be joining me to look ahead to the race for the Donegal or the Tyrone Senior and Intermediate Club Championship, which gets underway on Friday night, and all the other news that's in Tyrone this week. Obviously, the departure of Stephen O'Neill, following in the footsteps of Peter Donnelly, Mickey Hart on the lookout for a new trainer and a new forwards coach, and also, of course, the talk of Ricey McMenamin heading to Fermanagh. He looks like he's set for that job and taking Joe McMahon with him. So Tyrone men heading out as well into other counties, of course. Ryan McMenamin set to take over from Rory Gallagher, who stepped down a number of weeks ago. Something of a surprise. But before we join by Pascal, first of all, congratulations to all you Tipperary followers in the county. We spoke to PG O'Brien at the weekend, and I know PG obviously at the game, and quite a few Tipperary people in the county. Commiserations to Dominic Murray and to Kilkenny as well. But it wasn't a good day for Kilkenny on Sunday in Club Park, indeed, all around. The Miners also lost. Congratulations again to Galway, 3 in a row, All-Ireland Minor Champions. Certainly the underage crop keeps coming through in Galway, and of course they're looking for a new senior manager following Michael Donoghue's resignation. Again, another surprise resignation this morning. So another county looking for managers, and obviously big commitments, big expectations in those counties, and well, it'll be interesting to see who will take over those jobs. But as I said, the race for the Tyrone Senior Championship gets underway this weekend, and just the one game down for decision. Of course, it's a straight knockout in Tyrone, and the race begins this weekend with hotly fancied Airgill Kieran, one of the favourites for the championship, taking on English. But we'll talk in a moment to Pascal about that. But also coming up tonight, Donegal Masters, they're in a big game on Saturday afternoon down in Ballymote, where they take on Galway in an All-Ireland semi-final playoff game to decide who goes through to an All-Ireland Masters semi-final. We'll be joined by Val Murray, the Donegal manager, is having a training session tonight, and that'll be the last one before the game. We hope to join him before 9 o'clock. But first of all, as I said, the race for the Tyrone Senior Championship gets underway this weekend, and it's English taking on the highly fancied Airgill Kieran on Friday night in Healy Park. And of course, there's a double header in that as well, where there's the Intermediate Championship, Owen Rose, Cahill McSheen, and face Stewartstown in that double bill in Healy Park on Friday night. Well, Pascal, first of all, delighted to you could join us tonight. And, obviously we're going to look ahead at the Senior Championship, which gets up and running this weekend, and one round of games in the Senior and in the Intermediate Championship, and, of course, been run off over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So leaving behind that defeat to Kerry, coming to terms with it?
Yeah, just about, Tom. There's been several post-mortems in the county since then, and look, here we've come away empty-handed this year, so I'm sure preparations are firmly in place for next year again.
Yeah, and what have the post-mortems come up with, or have they been inconclusive?
A little bit inconclusive, I suppose. We're a little bit shell-shocked still at the position, the commanding position we were in at half-time, and obviously just were caught badly in the hop then in the second half, and you know, Kerry run out then really, really blew us out of the water in the second half. So yeah, it's back to the drawing board again. You know, next year hopefully there's new impetus, maybe establish one or two new players that maybe drive the thing on again.
Yeah, and of course obviously the news this week is that Stephen O'Neill has stepped down, an old playing colleague of yours. What do you make of that?
Yeah, it's Stevie's. Obviously, you know, he's put his heart and soul into Tyrone football over the last number of years, on both playing and on the sideline as well. And Stevie's a fantastic fella, a real intelligent fella with a great football brain on him. And you know, Stephen, the last set any setup he's in, and it's very sorry to see him go. But you know, the current commitment is fierce, and obviously young family and that, and Stevie is obviously his time will be spent elsewhere, and as I say, then things happen, you just have to move on, unfortunately.
And could you see his influence on the team this year, could you, on the forward play in particular, because he was brought in as a forwards coach?
Yeah, that's it. You know, and suppose we would start off with that offensive game plan, which then had suddenly been scrapped then for a more reverted to type, you know, the defensive setup and things like that. But look, hopefully we can unearth a few more, maybe a couple of forwards, you know, during the course of this year's championship. And we know there is talent there. You know, Darren McCurry had been brought back into the panel, and Kyle Coney maybe just didn't work out for them in terms of getting a starting berth. But hopefully they'll fit to establish themselves and kick on from this year. And obviously Conor McCallisky, a big return from a bad injury there previously. So we're hoping that, you know, a bit of experience on there and maybe one or two new faces might stand us in good stead come next season.
And of course we've seen where Lee Brennan left this year. What are the chances, or what's the word on him? Is he going to come back, or what's happening? Or
yeah, no real word around the county as yet. Now got to get a glimpse of him against the Trollic that played Carrigmore there at the weekend, and yeah, he looked in good nick, you know, that way. And Lee is, yes, he's an out and out scoring forward and would be an asset to the county if it was to return to the fold, and I for one would love to see him back in there again.
Yeah, and of course already it was well known prior to even to the championship starting, or certainly in the midst of the championship, Tyrone were going to be without Peter Donnelly this year. Certainly everybody I speak to in Tyrone are expressing huge loss at the departure of Peter to Ulster Rugby.
Certainly, Tom, Pete's been a massive influence on the current team, and funny chatting with a couple of the players there a few weeks ago, and was actually complimenting on how well conditioned they were. And some lads, and one of them in particular, I happened to share a changing room with them there a couple of lucky years back, and he is in supreme condition, to be fair to the lad. And that's influence Peter had on the setup, and now his loss will be very much felt in Tyrone.
Yeah, because he came in as a strength and conditioning coach, but I think he became more than just that.
He did. His influence was really well felt, and you know, coming from the players now, they're going to miss him. And we're hoping that maybe, you know, there will always be open to the likes of the man of that calibre. Yes, he's gone on to Pastors New and onto the professional game. It's hard to hold him back from that. So it's certainly going to be Ulster's gain, and they're getting quite a talent now in Peter, to be fair.
Yeah, so big gaps to be filled by Mickey Hart, Peter Donnelly, and now Stephen O'Neill.
Yes, it sure is. You know, it's going to have to scout around, get a few new faces on board on the sideline. So that's a task for Mickey. You know, to be fair to Mickey, you know, he has been fit to do that before in the past, and will he go for maybe a few familiar old faces again back in remains to be seen. But we'll watch on with interest to see what's going to gather pace and over the winter, and hopefully, yeah, say they'll be the right choices and one to take us on further next year, hopefully.
And tell me, your old playing colleague, Sean Kavanagh, very critical of Mickey. What did you make of that?
Well, I suppose it's you know, Sean's obviously in the pundit role now in the Sunday game, Tom, and I suppose, you know, Sean's given an opinion. I suppose a little bit of maybe history, I suppose, gathering up between Mickey and Sean over the last couple of years. But look, the lad has been asked for his opinion, he's given his opinion, and, you know, there's other opinions from people in high places and Tyrone may differ as well. But I thought the lad was just only given an opinion, and look, he's entitled to do so, and that was Sean's. And I say there are people who may agree with it in Tyrone, there's people that don't agree with it. And I suppose that's for another day, and we'll just get the winter over and see what next year brings, and hopefully it'll bring us a wee step further now than this year.
Would he be expressing an opinion that maybe a lot of people would maybe not have the courage to do?
Well, I suppose Sean speaking, though, he's come out and he said it, and I suppose there's certain quarters, you know, would feel, though, that it's maybe not the time and the place, especially after a defeat, you know, when men are down and things like that. But look, he's in that position, you know, he's in the national media and things like that when he's expressing his opinion. And, you know, I suppose every man's entitled to do so, you know, and as I say, he stood up and he said it, and he's man enough to do so and stand by his convictions. And Sean is quite a presence in Tyrone football. But I suppose it's caused quite a bit of debate, if anything, in the county. So it remains to see what, I suppose, is. I hardly think Mickey will take a knee-jerk reaction and listen to them. Maybe Sean, but as I say, there's, in the aftermath of defeat, there's a lot of raw emotion and there's a lot of opinions we've flashed about and things like that there. So, as I say, Mickey's got another year left to run the contract, so he's made it pretty clear he's going to continue on. So, Yeah,
and you'll be happy enough with that, him continuing, your confidence in him going forward, I'm sure.
Well, there's always the confidence in Mickey, you know, and I suppose maybe querying myself, maybe is it a time for a little bit of freshness and things like that there, maybe in the background. But, you know, there's another year to go, and, you know, I suppose, you know, Mickey's has nailed his colours to the mast, and, you know, and I suppose the hope now, you just hope that there'll be a few players unearthed and Tyrone return with a renewed vigour next year, and maybe clinch a bit more silverware and things like that there. And maybe go a step further, and that would be a big step in the right direction again.
Yeah, of course, the bar has been set very high by Mickey himself, and the reality is nothing other than an All-Ireland and now satisfy Tyrone.
It sure is, Tom, you know, and Tyrone, you know, especially in Tyrone now, you know, the hunger's for the big one. You know, there's been a lot of talk of 2003, 2005 and 2008, and, you know, being part of that was remarkable and was fantastic achievement, but, you know, to reflect on that time and time again can get a little bit, I suppose, boring after a little while and things like that, that you're constantly hearing it. The next All-Ireland Tyrone is the most important thing, and I've always said that myself. The next one's the important one, and that's what Tyrone need to strive to. And as I say, it's nice to reminisce and all and have it, you know, over a beer or two in a bar, nights like that, but, you know, the next one's the important one, and, you know, on earth, and look a bit of new talent and come back with renewed vigour. That is the most important thing in Tyrone to hopefully go some way to achieving that. You know?
Yeah. Anyway, as we mentioned, the main topic we want to talk to you about tonight is the start of the club championship, the senior and the intermediate. And, well, mm-hmm. it gets up and running actually on Friday night with a first-round game in the senior championship. Errigal Kieran taking on Eaglish Enoma. And, of course, as is tradition, Tyrone, they're on double bills with the intermediate championship and its own rules, and involved in that one against Stewartstown also on Friday night in Oma. Before we look at that game, overall looking at the championship, who are the runners, who are the riders? As we know, Cole Island are the champions.
Yeah, Cole Island, obviously, you know, two in a row hasn't been done in quite a while, so it's been pretty much shared about the county over the last number of years. So Cole Island will return very strong. They know the task that lies ahead of them. A very, very proud club with a fantastic history in Tyrone County Senior Championship football. So, obviously, you know, we've Oma in there as well, and trained by ex-county trainer Fergal McCann. So there's no doubt Oma will be in fantastic condition come the championship as well. And also, you look at the likes of Errigal, who's out this weekend. Errigal, pretty strong. Pretty much a consistent league form this year so far, so they are one of the foreign teams, to be fair. And obviously the tie of the round, Dromore and Trillick, which will is going to be...
It's the one that's been talked about, isn't it?
It is all right. You know, local derby, massive, massive game, a lot of big rivalry at stake, and a lot of bragging rights as well, Tom. So that's certainly the eye-catching one of the first round, and one that a lot of people, even a lot of neutrals, are really relishing now to be there.
And who are the others? I know you're up with Carrickmore yourself doing a spot of goalkeeping coaching. How are they coming on?
Carrickmore's just, again, all the preparations now for the championship. They've had some great results in the league, and obviously they've had a few narrow losses in the league, so... You know, hopefully that'll buy them for Derry Laughan. It is a potential banana skin. They're, you know, Derry Laughan has the giant killing capabilities in them. A big physical team, obviously, from the Loch Shore. And also, you have Arbo that's always there, dark horses as well, and can cause that shock. You know, in any given day, they are a good football side and they know how to play a bit of ball. And that physical aids them as well. So they'll also take a watching, to be fair now. And I think their game against Killeen certainly is another eye catcher, to be fair.
And who are the favourites going on form, say going on current league form?
I'd say that obviously you'd be looking at Killeen. It seemed to be the foreign team. Really hit the ground running in the league this year. And themselves and Errigal Kieran. And, you know, and...
Killy Clare are there, are they? How are they going?
Killy Clare's just a little bit indifferent this year, to be fair. Now, they just haven't really got going in the league. They've had a few drubbings in the league now. So, obviously, maybe a few key personnel. It's Mark Bradley there, obviously, on his travels this year as well now, and was a keen loss for the county as well. So, Killy Clare, I suppose, is just a matter of finding maybe a bit of form at the right time now, especially the championship just round the corner.
And before we look at that game on Friday night, talk to me about the intermediate championship. You have Cokestown against Orney, Beara, Loch McCrory, Moortown, Gorchin, Clare versus Greencastle, Ayrne versus Aher, Newton Stewart, your own club, home club against Pomeroy, Galbally and Strabane, Ornrose and Stewartstown. Who's the favourites among those?
You'd have to be put in a strong argument for Galbally. They've fantastic league campaign so far. Are really in the driving seat, and I think another two or three victories will see them secure the intermediate title in Throne Tom. So them up against Strabane again, you know, neighbouring club. It's always nice to see the neighbours doing well, and you know, Strabane have a giant killing act in them. To be fair to them, you know, when they get going, they're a team that certainly know where the goal is, and you know, especially the game in Oma, big field. You know, there's going to be a lot of room, so they can certainly exploit a lot of defences. So that's going to be a very, very fantastic, very good, fantastic tie, you know. So, and a couple of other games there as well. Owen Rose showing a little bit of form here and there as well. And Clougher, who's come up from junior football last year and have really set their stall out. And I think they're sitting third or fourth in the league at the moment. And Clougher, obviously, you know, they're playing a nice brand of football. Joe McMahon's an influence in this year as well and has done a remarkable job with them, Tom. So certainly a team to watch, and they've pulled off a lot of very, very eye-catching results in the league campaign so far. So they're hitting the ground running, especially come the championship with a bit of form.
And as we mentioned, obviously the big game, the first game and the only game on this weekend, it's Eric O'Kieran versus Eglish on Friday night in Oma. Eric, strong favourites for that one?
Strong favourites, surely, Tom. Again, you know, blessed with a lot of fantastic footballers. And Boyd be a couple of underage successes over the last number of years, and also maybe get a glance to see Peter Canavan's son Dara take the field as well. Pretty much an exciting talent, especially the under 20s this year, and certainly he can certainly prove a game changer. There's no doubt about that. The talent the lad possesses. Eglish had just got a fantastic one over Roma there at the weekend in the league, so just maybe timing a wee bit of a confidence booster before the Eagle game. So they'll get in there with nothing to lose, and when a team goes into any game with nothing to lose, then you got to be very fearful of that, because you know, championship football, we all know anything can happen on the night.
And as we mentioned, there's an intermediate championship as the curtain raiser, your neighbours Owen Rose versus Stewartstown.
Yeah, another fantastic game as well, and obviously Owen Rose with Cahal McShean, and certainly one of the foreign players of the championship this year at county level. And Cahal's a massive presence for Owen Rose, and he's very, very exciting to watch, and especially with his role needs of the square, which he has also done with the club this year. He's a very, very potent attacker, and if he can get quality ball into him, now Cahal will win any game on any night. You know, he's a fantastic talent.
And as always, big crowds turn out for those games, and expected over the next, 3 to 4 weeks? Big crowds?
There is, Tom, there's no doubt about it. You know, especially with the fixtures being served up, there's some real ding-dong tussles in there. And it's going to be, you know, certainly attractive also to the neutral. And, you know, the pressure's on. You know, this is the highlight of the club calendar, and certainly it's all going to kick off this weekend, which is fantastic, and certainly looking forward to it myself now.
And finally, before we let you go, your old playing colleague, Ryan McMenamin, looks like he's going to be the next manager for Manor.
Yeah, Rishi's applied his trade now and for the last number of years in the management role, and you know, even in ladies football and also with underage teams in Drumore, and there's no better man in my eyes, to be fair, Tom. He's a fantastic leader, and for a man can really get a team G'd up, and a fantastic communicator, and even for us, he might have been, you know, when he played county football with Tyrone, he might have been small in stature, but had a massive heart and massive leadership qualities. So Fermanagh seems to be getting the vote in Fermanagh to take the reins, and you know, no better man, and I wish Ricey well if he goes on to do so, and certainly it'll be a big, big plus for Fermanagh to have Ricey on board with the experience that he has, you know.
And talk of Joe McMahon joining him.
Yes, yeah, Joe playing his trade with Clougher this year and doing a remarkable job. And, you know, no better man for in terms of experience and leadership also. And a real cool head to have in the line as well, which is pretty vital, you know, in a lot of situations where football's concerned, you know.
So if he comes looking for a goalkeeping coach, are you available?
Well, we can sit down and talk about it and see how it goes.
look at Pascal. Nice talking to you, and we'll talk to you again in the course of the championship. Okay.
No worries. Take care.
That's Pascal McConnell there joining us, and obviously available for coaching duties if Risley comes calling, but certainly interesting championship fair ahead in Tyrone. Of course, it's Eglish versus Ergil Kieran in the first of the senior games this weekend on Friday night, and then the following weekend it's Omas and Dendes on the Friday night against Dungannon, and Carrickmore take on Derry Laughan, and then we have a break for the All-Ireland weekend, and of course the big game is on Friday the 6th of September. That's Trillig versus Dromore. That's in Omas, so that's one not to be missed for a lot of neutrals, and I know a lot of people from Donegal and Derry go to those games in Tyrone as well, and I feel there'll be quite a few going up to that one as well. So we'll be joined by Val Murray in a minute. Val is obviously, he's the Donegal Masters manager. They have quite a big game this weekend. They have actually a crack at an All-Ireland semi-final. They're playing Galway in a playoff game. That's how tight the championship has been in the Masters All-Ireland series this weekend. But before we go to that, history going to be made this year season as well in the Ulster Colleges football. Lost Inish Owen are going to be in the McCrory Cup Championship for the first time ever. So a big move for them, and certainly making great strides up there, it has to be said, in Inish Owen. They're in Group A along with Cahar Derry. That's the combined colleges in Derry. It's in Pats at Dungannon and St. McCartan's in Monaghan. And of course, reigning All-Ireland champions and McCrory Cup winners, St. Michael's of Enniskillen with Dominic Corrigan back in charge again. They're in Group D along with Abbey CBS, St. Patrician College, Carrickmacross, and St. Coleman's in Newry. And St. Julian's College in tricky enough are in a tricky enough group as well. They're in along with Holy Trinity of Cookstown, that's Peter Canavan's school, St. Pat's of Mahara, and St. Pat's of Cavan. Oma CBS, they're in Group C along with St. Ronan's of Lurgan, St. Mary's Marifelt, and St. Pat's of Armagh. That's the McCrory Cup, so we'll be looking forward to that with interest, and of course, in his own making history, going into that competition for the first time ever. Gerard Callaghan sent us on that draw for that championship, or the teams involved in the groups. That's the McCrory Cup. That's the Blue Ribbon competition in Ulster Colleges football for 2019-2020. Well, the clock is ticking towards 9 o'clock, and did I say I'm joined on the line now by Donegal Masters manager Val Murray. Thank you indeed for waiting, Val. And obviously, you've a big game coming up on Saturday. Tell us about it against Galway.
Yeah, we're playing Galway again on Saturday at 2 o'clock in Ballymote in Sligo. We've already played Galway in the league stages, and they've beaten us by 2 points. So we're trying to get one over them, hopefully now this Saturday.
The place and the prize is a place in the All-Ireland semi-final, is it?
It is. The place against Roscommon in the All-Ireland semi-final. Dublin played Tyrone in the other. So hopefully if we get over Saturday, we look forward then to Roscommon the following week.
And it's been an up and down season for you, so maybe thanking your lucky stars that you've got a crack at a playoff.
Yeah, we've the first three games we won, and then the next two we got beaten by Galway and Tyrone, and then we played Cavan recently, and that's how we got the 8 points. Those three teams on 8 points, so they've done a round robin. And lucky enough, we got through first picked out. So Galway and Leash had to play each other. And Galway beat Leash last week after extra time. So we play Galway now.
Yeah. So you're just after having your last training session before the game. How did that go?
That went well. Now we had about 25, 26 players turned up here tonight in Convoy. And it's great to have the use of Convoy facilities. Like, you know, it's the first time this year, and it's great to have it. And we have 26 players, as I said, turn up, and we'll probably have about 30 this weekend.
Yeah, so you're probably getting stronger, because I know you had players away and players on holidays, obviously, and one thing and another, and players off injured, and even some of your players playing club football.
That's right. We had a lot at the start of the season. Boys didn't commit, you know, due to one thing or the other, work and still with their club teams and stuff like that there. But now, coming near the end of the season, we have most of the boys now. We have the likes of Barry Monaghan committed, and John Harn, Peter McHugh, Johnny McCafferty, Jamie Freel coming into the squad.
Yeah, so obviously going all out now for a place in the semi-final.
Yeah, this is it now. The boys were just after finishing training, and the aim is now to get one over Galway and
have a crack at the semi-final, because that's where we ended last year after we played the Dublin by a point, and we wanted it one step closer, you know.
Yeah. And in terms of a panel, have you got everybody? I know you said you have large numbers tonight. Any knocks or bruises?
Oh, no, we should have everybody now available. You know, everyone came through the training session here tonight, so we should hopefully now, by Saturday, if no one else pulls up, we should have everybody.
And Galway, where were the strong the last day?
Galway, the last day now, the whole 15, the kind of last day against us, they kind of pull about 13 players behind the ball. I know it's like ordinary football nowadays, but they even do it in Masters. They come back 13, they leave two up. So we try to have something in plan to stop them doing that.
Yeah. I was talking to a Galway stalwart during the week, and he was bemoaning the fact that Galway inter-county players under Kevin Walsh had gone into 14 men behind the ball in a defensive role. He won't take any great comfort when he sees the Masters going into it as well.
Well, that's true. I thought the Masters were a wee bit of fun, but it's a wee bit serious this year now. The likes of Tyrone and Dublin and Galway and Roscommon at least have kind of stepped it up a wee notch this year, so that's basically the way it's going. You know, boys are getting fitter and
they're getting tighter
up there.
They're living longer.
They are indeed.
So the game is in Ballymote, 2 o'clock, is it?
The game's in Ballymote, 2 o'clock on Saturday in Sligo. Yeah.
So all set now. So and obviously the Masters competition for proven very popular, isn't it? Even among supporters, you get a good loyal band of supporters travelling.
Oh, we do indeed. Like the last couple of years now, like the teams have increased. Like first of all, it started at 8 and went up to 12, and now we're gone up to 16 teams this year.
Mm.
So every year, other counties are probably getting the wind of it. You know, if we can get it up another couple of counties into it, like it's a good competition. Like it's when you're, most of these players are still playing with their clubs, so you might as well keep playing. You know.
Yeah, and it's gaining more respectability. It's recognised now by Croke Park. I know you had difficulty for that for a few years.
We had, yeah. Now this is the first year we're allowed into the GAA grounds, and it's, you know, the GAA at the top table are allowing us back into the GAA fields, which is great. And that's all. Like, most of us are all ex-footballers and GAA men. We only want to play football.
Some still refereeing as well.
Well, some trying to referee. Yeah,
look at Val. Thank you, and the best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you very much, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, indeed. Okay, we wish our cousin Brian McLaughlin all the best with the Masters from all the extended McLaughlin crew. Hey, Tom, hard to believe it's the Macquarie Cup time again. I'm right here. All those great St. Junioners all heading to college. Good luck to each and every one of them. And Tom, thank you for the comments at WG in Omagh. We obviously try to please all the Tyrone people as well as the Donegal people. That's about it for this week from me, Tom Cormack. My thanks to my guest tonight, Val Murray, who you heard there, of course, Donegal playing in the All-Ireland Masters playoff against Galway down in Ballymore on Saturday. And of course, the race for the O'Neill Cup in Tyrone, that's the blue ribbon competition of Tyrone senior club football. That gets underway this weekend. We heard the thoughts of Pascal McConnell there, of course, and Pascal also talking about the intermediate championship. That's it from me, Tom Cormack. My wake is the Jimmy Stafford, our foam fresh in our because Mobuika's fresh in the look, Lana, look, this, like the Kaluda. Gujian Shockton, Johogan, Slanagas, Bannock.